missing anything.
Fire department. The planning board. He was a.
Oh, that's right. He was vice chair of the planning board. And also, I think, headed up several security details.
Yep, Green County Emergency Services. He did the 911. Hmm?
Carroll Police Department also. Yeah. So that service was this evening, and it is being very well represented by our all members of our first responders. And I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge Harry's passing also. Thank you. For those of us of this next generation, we can only hope to be as good public servants as those guys. And we, our thoughts and prayers are with the families. So to open the rest of our business meeting, please. Motion to accept the minutes from the following. The 11-2 department head meeting, the 11-6 public hearing on the preliminary budget, the 11-6 town board monthly meeting, our public hearing abandonment of a town road on the 15th, and also on the 15th, the town board committee meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. McCulloch. I'll entertain a second.
Sir.
Second by Mr. Vosburg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolutions. We need to pass a resolution on the cement and sewer biannual billing. Are we establishing? Got it. Cement and sewer user fee for the first half of 2018 will be due commencing January 1st. First half of the year is $297.75 per unit, which is no change. And then town board will approve the sewer use fee for January of 2018 to June in the amount of $297.75 per unit. Entertain a motion?
Motion.
Motion from Mr. Vosburg.
Second.
Second from Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And do we need to send that somewhere, or does that just happen? That's just it? Okay, great. Thank you. Reappointment to the BAR, which is?
Board of Assessment Review.
Thank you. Zane Cheek's term on the Board of Assessment Review expired in September 31st. Mr. Cheek has expressed interest in remaining on said board, so we as the town board will entertain a motion to reappoint Mr. Cheek to the Board of Assessment Review. Term would begin October 1st, 2017 through September 31st of 2022. Motion?
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch?
Second.
Second for Mr. Giordano? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And sadly, I know that Chairman Izzo will, I'm sure, provide us another name. There were some nominations that needed to take place in terms of the planning board. So we'll follow up on that in a timely fashion. And then we have a collective bargaining agreement to ratify. All of the copies were provided. The union has signed off. I have signed off, as has our HR representation. This is the United Public Service Employee Union. Reached an agreement in regards to the Town of Catskills employee contract for the term January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2019. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, authorize the supervisor to sign the agreement with United Public Service Employee Union. And why do I think that was 2 years?
I thought it was 2 years. Because
I thought it was 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's oh, not. Yeah, it is. It ends December 31st of 19.
It's two full,
oh, it
it's
is.
Two full
okay,
years.
January to 30, yes. I'm sorry. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Giordano. Second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosburg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried, and we have ratified the collective bargaining unit with the ambulance. Wow, that was scary. Correspondence for tonight, a letter from the town of Hunter for proposed telecommunication facility at Twilight Cottages located at Squirrel Road. That's just a normal notice for us. Resolution from Green County authorizing distribution of mortgage tax. Catskills share this year, which is down, $54,399.64. Close to 60 last year.
What are we projecting our budget for 18?
I'm going to think that we carried it
probably the same
forward as revenue, yeah. So we'll be a little bit, hopefully we'll pick something up elsewhere or that this will do better next year. Letter from the New York State Department of Public Service to assist in an outreach and education effort regarding energy cost by ordering pamphlets, which we did, to be distributed in the desk, etc. Letter from Justices Wooten and Jacobs regarding the 2017 records and dockets examination and review. Records are ready for anyone that would like to review, and they also have to conduct an audit, which happens routinely. Interesting. I don't know whether we've ever pursued this. Liz says we've gotten this before. Cohen Law Group, free legal assessment regarding cable franchise and wireless facilities issues. So they clearly are looking for clients. They specialize in this, but they would give you a free assessment regarding any issues that we would like to put on the table.
We got a long way to go before we renegotiate those, don't
we? Well, we never signed Time Warner. So that one is month to month. They've never, we've never signed it. They've never come to us with a completed agreement. So that one is open for discussion, and certainly with Charter and the consent decree that they're operating under, that might be interesting. If they are expert in this field, if you're comfortable, I wouldn't mind giving them a call and just see what they have to say as to what a free assessment involves.
Right. Let's
if it's
out
nothing.
What free right. really means.
What free means, and then also if it's only them coming here and saying, oh, you have Mid-Hudson Cable, we kind of already know that.
Right.
So you okay with me making a
yep.
call?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what they have. I know nothing is free. Certainly not legal assessments.
Yeah.
I'll come back to the board on the
20th. Plus, I'm being paid by some grant to do it for free.
Letter from the Zoning Board of Appeals clerk, notice of Mary Beth Lang's resignation from the said board at the end of the year. So that's been accepted, and there's been a has there been a nomination for a replacement?
No.
So we'll work through that maybe for the January organizational meeting. letter from Planning Board clerk regarding Kevin Conklin will not be seeking reappointment to the board, and they have a recommendation to appoint Bridget Hernandez to that. Now, do we need a resolution for that tonight, or do you want to wait?
That can wait until your organization.
Okay.
He's here until the end of his term.
Oh, good. Okay, so we'll just wait on that. That's just to let you know of the letter.
When's the end of his term?
December 31st.
Any new business from anyone?
The cemetery sign. We have to approve it. It's already ordered.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know the figure, though.
I think it's $1,400.
Sounds right.
Yep.
I wasn't going to say that, but no. But I make a motion, we approve it.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second from, motion from Mr. McCulloch and a second from Mr. Giordano on the approval of a $1,400 expenditure for the cemetery sign, which is probably Bob's last initiative. So we accept it.
Manny.
But what's the village been on?
They do. They do.
Rich Wagner designed them.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And, I don't know who they had. It wasn't Manny.
And I think ours will look...
Yeah, the village signs, though. Who did... Do you remember?
Yeah, Wagner.
What?
Yeah.
He did the design, but who did the construction, do we know?
No, I don't think he...
I think he's an artist, but
he's an artist.
No,
he's
Rich designed
someone
design
did
it,
the
yeah.
construction.
He's not a builder.
Yeah. But anyway, that will be ready to go up. It's I think we just need the...
Well, the posts are there.
Stanley's got them ready.
Okay.
4 foot down with concrete. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
He did a redo.
Okay.
He did a good job.
All right, excellent. I had a visit from the gentleman from, and you're not going to be able to... Can you help me with the name of the company?
Larry Stone.
Yeah, Larry Stone from Garland. So he's the guy that has the opportunity to take a look at all our roofs and tell us what... He's got the U.S. purchasing contract, etc. He came to see you guys, I guess?
Today, yeah.
So he doesn't do bids, right? He's kind of a facilitator.
The general manager, general company, yeah.
Yeah, kind of the guy. So if you're comfortable with him coming to the board meeting on the 20th, and he'll kind of tell you what our options are and how we want to move forward. And apparently there was a good outcome as in the county discussion.
Yeah, saved quite a bit
of money. And then he also said he could put us on a plan. So some roofs and, you know, like the ambulance roof probably doesn't need anything right now, but it's going to need something in X amount of years and do that kind of stuff. So if you're comfortable, we'll invite him on the 20th.
Yep, keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, so could you, do you have
this?
Well,
the ambulance is probably sooner than later. How long did that have been here?
2005? 2006?
That's a flat roof, too. So.
Yep.
They're all, I think he said they're all.
Yeah.
Yours is chewing gum. And
yours definitely is in first place.
Yeah,
no
yours
question.
Is chewing gum and.
You are not in danger of losing your
tar.
No, let's do the Little Red Schoolhouse first.
We'll
dugout. We'll
the
dugout.
We'll do the dugout before we do highway. So he will come. He will, you know, he's observed them all, and then we can figure out what we want to do. It looks like there will be some significant savings. So. Spooky Hollow Road, the filing of description with the town clerk. Okay, so we have all the material that we need. We all remember the background on this. This was to abandon this road so that they could do a quick claim to be able to move forward. Is there anything we need to do tonight, Clerk Izzo?
Just accept. We already accepted it. So right. Just sign.
So you, Mr. Highway Superintendent, are providing us with a description of Spooky Hollow Road. Gravel road with an average width of 12 feet. Entrance begins perpendicular to Forest Hills Avenue in the town of Catskill, 735 feet from Greene County Road 23B, and runs in an easterly direction off of Forest Hills Avenue, etc., to a dead end.
Yeah, that's fine. Come off Forest Hills. It's on the right-hand side.
Is that the driveway now that goes to those, that big shop?
There's
mm-hmm.
two of them there.
One's Castle
Drive.
Right.
Next one. And Scooby
Hall.
There's only two of them. Two dead ends, and one says Castle Drive.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming it, before they built the thruway, it was actually a road that went across.
No. Oh. No, because the thruway cut it in half.
So
that's what I mean, probably
we believe that we have completed all of the appropriate steps here.
Yeah.
And we do need a signature from everyone, and obviously Bobby's name is on this, but it's listed as deceased. So we'll try and pass this around and have everyone sign, and then we can submit this and the road will be officially abandoned.
Until next meeting.
That's a lot of work. we also received a note from Travis, and I asked Travis, this is from Travis on it's an update on the project budget for the, sewer. Based on the latest disbursements, the total project currently has $3 million remaining. Project expenses yet to be paid include remaining items for contract number 3, which is Louise. Final paving of the town streets, the village wastewater treatment plant upgrades that have been agreed to, the Allen Street pump station generator, and the Jefferson Heights South collection system. They've tracked the cost of items related to the collection system work, which is contract number 3, and can report that they're currently $1.8 million under budget on that portion of the contract. Projecting out the remaining work for the collection system, we anticipate that this portion of the project will be approximately $1.2 million under budget. But there are additional tasks remaining that are outside of our original scope and budget and will require change orders. So that's the lower Jefferson Heights design and construction oversight. So that's the part that needs to get hooked up. The Village of Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant upgrades, design and construction oversight of a mechanical bar screen, and the Allen Street Pump Station generator, and the design and construction oversight for Park Lane, which we already know was part of this. This work has been installed and was paid for under the existing budget. We anticipate additional costs for engineering and construction oversight to be about $150,000. So what I think this was done was to put this on our radar. I don't understand what this means in terms of, does this mean we have to go out for additional funding, or is this within the scope of the $9 million, etc. So I don't know what this means in terms of update.
I think he's just letting us know that we're under budget.
Okay. We certainly are in the waters part of it, right?
Yeah.
But we got other stuff to do, so the question will be, how do we balance that. Okay.
Well, the design of Jefferson South is going to be part of the project, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, if you were here, we could ask him that question. It didn't seem that we should.
We should have just spelled it out. What was going to estimate the cost and what was going to be left.
Right.
Because if you had the 1.2 and the 1.8, that's $3 million, but then you got
to... Oh. Yeah.
I highly doubt that's going to cost $3 million
to
do that. Down there.
So we're probably going to land under on everything, do you think?
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm sure
he'll either be here on Wednesday or we can ask the question and have an answer for Thursday if you want. But otherwise, I don't think there's anything. Are they done for the year, Sean? Not yet.
I just asked Travis the other night. I think he said they're shooting for December 15th.
Oh, that's...
I haven't talked to him this week. It's been kind of busy, but no, I know they're not done yet.
Okay.
They were playing by year with weather, so...
Yeah, it's supposed to get after tonight, actually, I think.
The only thing I'm adding on is making sure they still have enough to repave everything next year.
Yeah. Next year, right. Yeah.
Because that's what I've been promising.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yep.
Every...
Yep.
All right. So we'll touch base with him and make sure we get all the questions answered and get that commitment. Because you're right, once they're out.
They keep assuring me that it's no problem.
Yeah. And so all of our construction exercises right now, just from a status update, we're about funding. Maple Grove, we're waiting for the seeker. Sign off, and it's sitting with DOT, but it looks like they could actually write a separate letter that says the seeker part of it has been addressed, which would allow us to float the bond so that we could start paying the bills, which were coming in quarterly now, at least from engineering. The other thing that Stan mentioned to me in a meeting on another project was that if we could do the removal of the bridge, is that okay with you?
Yeah, plan.
Okay. Because that will save us $10,000 to $20,000 to not have to engage an engineering firm to do that. Okay, cool. So you'll work with the county on that. So that's proceeding to the degree it can. They're not going to start it until March, but at least I think we'll have the money in a place where, and Creighton isn't pushing us on, but they've given us two charges. Their total bill is $54,000 of the $300,000, and they've sent us two. I think they've have billed us $34,000. Yeah. And the second one's for like $24,000 or something like that. So that, you know, we'll do that as soon as we can, and then the DOT will tell us about when they start. We're assuming it's March. And then the final issue is we do have some drainage issues out in Palinville, which my managing partner, the county, is managing with the engineering firm. It's probably a couple of different things. Right now, the water is kind of running into the fire department, and we believe there is a solution. We believe that the responsibility for that solution lies with the engineering firm, and they're going to work through that. And basically, no one's asking anything from the town. It is a discussion between what Creighton Manning will resolve, their point of conversation is with Bob Van Valkenburg, the highway superintendent for the county. And I think we have a good... I think there's a solution coming on that. It's probably not going to be able to get done until the spring. There's a swale issue between Dollar General...
DOT rules is what they are. And they approve everything, right?
Mm-hmm. But we believe that the plans were done prior to Dollar General being there, potentially. So it's just it's a drainage issue.
Okay.
Maybe not.
No, I think Dollar General was there before this was even discussed, wasn't it? At least it was in the plans.
The plans were done.
Yeah.
Plans were done for a long time before we got the money.
They didn't follow.
Gotcha.
But it's still
DOT. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So I believe there's a resolution that doesn't involve us, and I think that's a good day. So, and our thanks to the county, frankly, for managing that exchange with the fire department and with Creighton Manning. That's all we got.
I don't have anything.
Oh, I didn't break your record.
No.
You'd kept me here anyway. So I wouldn't.
I would not have. Yes, you're like 19 minutes over.
I know. There was no stress. You knew that I wasn't going to. For the members of our audience, there's a he's conducted the shortest meeting known to mankind in town government, and there is always a debate about whether or not anyone could run a shorter meeting. But we believe you would never let us do that.
Nope.
So this is not exactly democracy in action, but it is a little humor that's been added to
even if I wasn't here, I'd call in, I'd FaceTime.
He would call in and make sure that I would never break this record.
That's can we bring some up?
Sure.
Exactly. Like any questions minutes? From our audience?
Right, would our audience like to break our record? Where are you guys, what year are you in class?
Seniors.
You're seniors.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is your government class?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your assignment?
You just have to, like, come sit in on a town meeting, and we have, like, questions. Like, we have to, like, do a write-up about it, and say what we learned, who was there, like,
okay.
What was discussed, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Do you have all the information you need?
Yeah.
Does everybody take good notes? Someone took good notes, hopefully.
If not, the town clerk will be posting the minutes. So you can go back and copy those if you want.
I believe that's it. Nice, Jared. Contributing to the...
It's a government class.
Understood. Yes, indeed. So at the age of 18, you can become involved in town government in whatever way you would like. So, and you can come at any age. That's always an open invitation. Sometimes we're not as humorous as we are tonight, but
Christmas season.
But other than that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn, and then you folks are welcome to come up and we'll sign all the passes that you need, okay?
Motion.
Motion second. For Mr. McCulloch, second for Mr. Giordano, and a nod to our good friend who's there in spirit at that chair down at the end, Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion is carried. Good night, everyone. Come on up, guys.
There's enough of us here to sign. We should be able to get you out of here quick.